Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Hey, listen, I don't know about you guys, but I've had a good time today with everything. Seven practices in and a little breakdown. I think it's pretty clear to everybody the strengths, the weaknesses of the team, and depth. You know, you always worry about depth because no matter what we talk about, guys are going to get injured. And you hope we don't have another Kader Kohou. That was an ACL out for the year. That's a tough one. Omar Kelly with us, Kim Bocamper with us this morning as we've been talking about all the different things with the team. Kind of like you guys, man, I feel really good about the defensive line across the board. Yeah. And depth. Not just the young guys, but and the pass rushers. By the way, I didn't ask you, who's the fourth pass rusher? I get the we've been talking about top three guys and Jalen and Bradley and Chot. Is there a fourth guy in that group?
Grayson Murphy.
You're talking about edge rushers?
Yeah. Cameron Good.
Quentin Bell is probably
Quentin Bell is probably the fourth
because he's a great edge setter. Great run stopper.
But if you're going to do a four man line, you're going to put Zach in there, right?
Yeah, four man line, Zach in there. I wouldn't be surprised if Willie Gay is part of some sort of pass rushing. Yeah.
Look, the one thing good there is Anthony Weaver's got a lot of options with I like the fact that it used to be you'd be a defined. You're a 3-4 or 4-3. That thing morphs. You can morph that in the middle of the snap count, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drop a guy down,
yeah.
Put a guy up, slide a guy over.
We're seeing Jalen Phillips stand up a lot.
Yeah, and seen Jalen in pass coverage.
I'm surprised it's him as opposed to
The only reason I'm surprised it's him is because, you know, he's still coming off that injury, and it's, you know, but.
Is he 100%, Bo?
Jalen Phillips? You know, when I saw him at
minicamp. I know they're taking it.
When I saw him at minicamp, he had a little hitch. Little hitch in his giddy up a little bit. Not was pretty slight, but so I've watched him since coming back. I haven't seen any indication.
I agree with you.
I think
Chubb has more of a hitch than Jalen right now.
He wears no brace.
Jalen does not wear.
Jalen wears no brace.
That was surprising. I
did two knees and I never wanted to have a brace on.
You want psychologically to
psychologically,
get over that
because,
thing.
Yeah, you get you know you I'll put someone on, and all of a sudden you're thinking about it,
right.
You know, and so that may I don't know I haven't spoken to Jalen about it, but he looks great. I mean that I could really see a difference, as he's playing, it seems like he's accelerating, you know, a little more every day.
My only concern about those two, and I think they've done well, is should they be working every day?
Well.
I don't worry about that work thing. You know what? I'm going to tell you why I don't worry. Because I know Mike and those guys and those sports science guys.
You're right.
No, their job is they're
on top of like, yeah. All right, enough work for him.
They're not going to decide who's going to practice. The sports science guy is going to do that, you know?
You're right.
And they'll figure it out.
They track them miles per hour and how many steps you take. And
yeah.
I agree with you. I do have my concerns about those two because
they've both had injuries.
Yeah.
And I say Jalen Phillips, you don't know, but it's no fault of his own because the guy is a beast, you know? I mean, he seems to get hurt and come back stronger. And Chubb, you know, just from an age factor, you lose a year where you're not playing. But he looks good. I mean, he looks thinned out, I think, a little bit. And you still got Chubb. So I have no concern. I have no qualms about the front seven.
Here's my only concern about the pass rushing because the volume has been turned down a little bit now that their pads are on, which is good, a good thing from both sides of the coin. How much of, because I've fallen into a false sense of security when I see the pass rushing against Ryan Tannehill. I mean, he must have been sacked like 8-9 times a day.
Yeah.
And then you think the pass rushing is going to be good in the season and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
How much could we be getting into a false sense of security? Because if they do this against Chicago and Detroit, then I'll be like, all right, we got something here.
Well, I tell you, so my thoughts during the first padded practice. I'm watching the number ones, and I'm watching the number ones go against the number ones, and they're battling. Then I'm watching some of the number ones go against the number two. Chop comes in because it's Chubb and Phillips in the first group, and obviously they're going to rotate Chop in, but he's going in with the next. Now he goes in the next group, and he's got these the second round. They're running right by him.
Yeah.
Now he's not running right by Paul.
Yeah.
He's not running by Austin. You know they're having to work, but once you put that second phase in, man, it's just like running through. It's like running through butter.
Hip,
you know?
Chopping Willie Gay.
It's coming around the corner.
Yeah,
just,
it's ridiculous how good they look against that second.
Going back to what you guys have been saying, though, they're most likely unless there's some fast development, cornerbacks and some offensive linemen going to be coming in from some other places.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Somebody's going to either we get up a seventh round pick, trade something or. Or we're going to be picking somebody up.
The problem is
maybe
there,
even tight end.
You know, if you're getting if you're going down that, then people get cut or whatever. Guys that are out there, and you're looking at an offensive lineman and you're looking at a cornerback, you're always going to have to lean to that cornerback because you don't have any, right? Whereas you know you don't have the luxury of passing up on a guy that you need that could help you in the back secondary, and just to get a backup lineman. That got you.
I think you got way more problems on the offensive line than you do at cornerback.
That's interesting. I don't know about that. I do.
Because you know you're going to go 6-7.
Yeah, but you at least have frontline guys. If they,
you
I,
have
frontline guys. I don't expect
guys.
Them to
you,
stay
you,
healthy.
You do have frontline guys, but I think you, with this pass rush, with these linebackers, I think you can get by with what you're seeing.
Well, you can get by, but you got guys that can't cover a quick slant, and that ball comes out before the rush gets. Because look, these offenses aren't going to be stupid. They're going to know the pass rush is going to be the Achilles heel is getting the ball out quick, and taking advantage of cornerbacks and secondary guys that can't cover.
Yeah,
They'll know matchups.
They'll figure it out.
They got a scouting report. Everything we're talking about, they got a scouting report waiting on the Miami Dolphins when they come to town with whether it's a veteran guy that's coming from another team or a young guy. They know how many snaps they've taken.
And the longer those guys have to cover,
that's not good. No. That would not. Yeah. The only other thing I can think of is they're going to be counting on if the safeties are all healthy. We're going to see a lot of three safety defenses.
They haven't thought about it, but probably right. But you got to find three safeties. Now that Ashton Davis is down, I don't know how long he's going to be out, but Elijah Campbell has to step up. And he's a guy that the coaches have liked, the defensive coaches have liked a number of years. He's a core special teams player, which is why he's back.
Yeah.
He's had some starting opportunities. Now we'll see if that light comes on.
You know, it's so funny. In the offseason, I heard about Patrick McMorse, and they really liked him. Has he done anything? Have you seen
him? No, not really. None of the safety. Patrick Memoris, Jordan Colbert, a lot of guys that look good. A lot of guys that look the part, big, physical, fast. but we don't know if they can play.
So things no one's talking about. Let me ask you this, Omar. Craig Ackerman, special teams coach, right?
Okay.
Special teams coordinator. You've had 3 years of Danny Crossman. It wasn't very good.
No.
Right? You know,
how'd he stay 3 years?
Good question.
Knew where the bodies were buried. That's how he stayed 3 years.
So last
probably
year,
buried some.
All I remember is last year up in New England, when the snapper rolls the ball back, we get a blocked punt, and we get a blocked field goal in one game, and there were other breakdowns over the last couple of years. I'm looking for the special teams to be, instead of being a detriment, to be, you know, get them to be, they don't need to be a overwhelming, but at least don't hurt your team as much as I believe that the special teams hurt over the last couple of years.
Well,
myself.
The one thing you start with, Jason Sanders really good, and there's no coach can F him up.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really good last year.
Look, he's had his misses at critical times.
He got on a streak, though, after his start. He got rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we got a punter battle. I don't know how it's going.
Let me ask you this about the punter battle.
Oh, no, you got him.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
No, you don't know where he's going. Go ahead, Bo. Go ahead and hit him old school.
So let me ask you. So they do special teams practice, right, every day.
Yeah.
And they do punt drill, right, every day. And they put a punter back there, and they snap the ball to the punter. But they use the jugs gun to shoot the ball out. Why
do those guys punt?
Well, why is that?
I don't know.
You got two guys.
I watched them punt the other day.
They
got two guys.
Yes.
They punt 4 to 6 times a game, maybe 6. And what are you trying to save their legs in training camp? I don't get that.
I saw them punt. It was like 2 days ago.
Okay. I sat there yesterday, or every time I look, I'm looking. The guy catches the ball. Boom, here comes the jugs gun.
By the way, sitting next to him, I know when it's coming. I know I look at things that are coming. I go, here he goes. Joe, look out there. The punters are both out. There's two of them. There's not one. There's two of them.
I'm like trying to push a barge that's stuck to the ocean floor, man.
Why that thing? That thing should be used for those guys to get some extra work catching the ball after. Why is that thing being used?
I'm not arguing with him on that. Some things just don't make sense.
I know.
We had Riz on, Darren Rizzi on.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Riz, and he thinks the return's going to be somewhere in the 70% returns this year.
Well, they moved it to 35.
If it's a touchback and nobody wants to start 35. Yeah. And he goes, the number's going way up. 75% would be huge.
So I think the number last year, and they said this prior to the season, they were trying to get the kickoff returns to an average of 26 yards, to the 26-yard line. And if you look at the number, that's right about there where they were, right about 26 yards per you know, on a whole average for the year.
I wouldn't have trusted our coverage teams.
Yeah.
I don't even think you should be allowed to down it. I think every punt should be run back. Not every punt, but every kickoff.
Yeah.
I think every kickoff, if it's deep in the end zone, then I don't care. You start at the 13-yard line.
It is bad for the game to see 8 out of 10 going through the.
It is. You got to the point maybe midway late to see. Why don't you just put the ball on the yard line and just start the freaking thing?
But basically, it was about what it was.
And speaking of that. That's one thing I've noticed about this season's practice, and I'm hoping that it eventually changes. We're not advancing the ball, and you know, we're not doing simulated situations. Like, I'm like, okay, Tua throws a 25-yard pass, or Ewers throws a pass into the red zone. Okay, let's see him go finish it.
Yeah,
let's see him go finish that drive.
Yeah.
That's more scrimmage stuff.
Yeah. I know it's more scrimmage stuff, but you got to insert those situations in. You got to insert the situations. It's 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. You got
talking
two
about
timeouts.
2 minute drills.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen them. I know it's only been 7 days.
Yeah.
But we got what? We got a weekend before we go head up to Detroit.
Yeah.
We got some time, though.
We'll Chicago?
Right. I know what you're saying, but we got some other things, according, you know, today we talked about we got to take care of before we get to all that stuff. Figuring out where everybody's going to line up and
make sure they make the right play, the right scheme,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We'll take a quick break here. By the way, man, just to everybody out there going through some hard times right now, feeling stuck on the sidelines, anxiety, depression, maybe even leaning a little too hard on the booze these days. Every guy hits a rough patch. Almost every guy out there has been through the highs and lows of life, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in the last 13 years. Custom care and, yeah, music that gets through when nothing else does. No judgment, just great results. Most insurance is accepted. Time to call an Audible? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As Kim Bocamper's with us, Omar Kelly's with us, as we have a day off here before the Miami Dolphins go back to it. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for everybody going out to the practices this weekend. And then next Wednesday, head to Chicago.
Yeah.
Practice up there, the game on Sunday.
The intensity ratchets up next week, huh, Omar?
Yeah. I love joint practices.
Yeah, they're the best.
They are absolutely the best.
I could do away with the preseason games and just do joint practices.
I don't disagree with you on that, except for the younger players.
Well,
guys need to play in a preseason game.
Yeah, I get that. But I mean, from a standpoint of the work that you get.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can match guys up on who you want to match them up on.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they're not going to hurt
each
other.
And they're not going to get tackles. They're not going to be cheap shots. Yeah. That's why.
I would love to see Chicago say, okay, we're gonna test out our blitz package. I mean, and these coaches, they have a conversation about these things. So, what does Tua need to work on? And what does this O-line need to work on? They need to work on these blitz packages.
Yeah. You know what I'm interested in looking at? I'm keeping my eye on the New York Jets with Aaron Glenn up there. He's trying to toughen that team up. I read an article about Parcells and him.
Oh.
They talk every day.
Okay.
Or every other,
I believe that.
So, and he's following the Bill Parcells mantra. Of their tough guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of guys really like him a lot. Aaron Glenn, Mike Westhoff.
Yeah.
You know, Mike got a hold of me for a little conversation. I got Mike for about 30 minutes on the phone, and he was talking about
Aaron Glenn.
About how much he liked him.
Well, he comes from Dan Campbell, right? He was in Detroit with Dan Campbell. So he
that Belichick tree still lives.
Yep. And so he gets that, he comes in with that attitude of, and he's a, we're going to hit, we're going to do this, we're going to.
Remember the first day he was interim coach, Dan Campbell?
Yeah, he wanted to do Oklahoma.
He got after. It's going to be different around here.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Dolphins do Oklahoma drill right now.
You know what's funny? It's funny. It's not funny, but I mean, the Players Association has you can only do certain amount of things. You can only be on the field for so many times. You can only be in the pads certain amount of times. You can only do this so long.
Be in the buildings.
So everybody's in the same – has the same rules. But it's funny how teams can take those rules and become the Detroit Lions, San Francisco 49ers, some of those.
They still get complaints about a thing. Somebody is paying.
Well, guys are pushing. I mean, guys push the limits.
Yeah. You know? I think it's about the head coach and the identity.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you knew Dan Campbell was going to be he was going to have a physical.
Hey, by the way, I saw this this another story I didn't hit today. I was going to hit with you guys. Tua. So I want to play more in preseason. Does that happen, or is he on limited snaps for the games? He is going to play some. I don't remember what games he played last year. Did he play in the third game?
I think they played basically the last game, right? Maybe?
No, the last game is usually for the scrub unit.
No, it's not anymore because they have the week off after.
Okay. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a week off. That's a little vacation. It's your last vacation.
It's funny how it's funny. You used to be able to gauge when the guy was going to play, and now it's kind of
it's more
up in the
it's
air.
More about the joint practices.
Yeah.
It's absolutely because they don't fear injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's great. Joint practices are the best.
Yeah. But they're disjoint. I mean, they're disjointed from the fact that you don't finish, and so there's always to me that I would say for years a few years back I go the games aren't going to be really real. Until the fourth week,
True.
And I think now maybe it's kind of getting back, maybe the third week. But it's not – because the tackling's bad,
here's my thing, Bo. It's not messing with the product.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying that. It doesn't mess with – look, as long as you put a football game – as long as you put an NFL game on TV, everyone's going to be watching and everyone's going to be betting on it.
Yeah.
And that's what's driving the league right now.
I will tell you.
Dolphins. Look, in the quality of the game, the quality of the game will get there when it gets there.
Dolphins got to get off to a good start, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
I know it's too early to say this, but they need to get off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah.
You got the Colts and the Patriots at home. You need to go 2-0. We'll see what happens.
You get out to a 2-6 start. And then all of a sudden,
2-6.
That schedule's screaming a lot better than two and six.
I'm just saying what happened last year. But it was but again, Tua went down, and now you're at the mercy of what you had left there. So it can happen.
It can happen.
I think Tua in there, and healthy the whole way through. I think you're in a pretty good spot to get out.
Oh, he's been saying that. He goes, "What's the difference in the team?" He goes, "I need to stay healthy."
He knows. I need
to stay healthy. We win more games if I'm healthy. So it's confidence.
And I got to make better decisions. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen him make those better decisions in practice. He holds onto the ball way too long.
Well, So Tua to me is a 1-2-3 throw guy. Or 1-2 throw the guy. 1-2-3-4. Whatever your drop back
rhythm,
is.
He's a rhythmic
guy. Once he kind of pulls it down, now all bets
percentages
are,
go
now,
way
now all
down.
Bets are off on him. Yeah. It's kind of, he's looking for, and look, last year at times, he'd see it and he'd get rid of the,
He's
got to have the confidence, and I think Mike wouldn't mind him. If he just doesn't see
it. He says it, live to fight another day or another game.
Get another play.
Yeah.
Let's run another play and see what happens now.
Guys, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us coming up. We're going to talk to Perk. He got an article that you guys disagree with a little bit, but kiss my rear end. I think he's right on the money with it, talking about the quarterback situation. We're going to have that with Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel coming up. But first,
Longhorn's going to be talked about. Huh? That big Longhorn is.
Yeah. That too. Hey, Chapman Partnership. Boy, I'll tell you what, doing great work down in Dade County for the homeless. Nobody likes talking about the homeless problem that we have. But I'll tell you what, Chapman Partnership, the work they've done, it's about rehabilitation within 3 to 4 months. They make a difference, providing caring support and wraparound services at Chapman Partnership. They've got doctors, mental health doctors coming in to help. They've got doctors coming in. And then it's about helping you find a job, getting your family back together with the counseling programs they put together, just all this fantastic work, a job, a place to live. And we got some great success stories coming out of Chapman Partnership. Been doing it for 30 years. It's our 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope for over 3 decades. Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Hey, join me and help us out. We could use your help. Anything, any amount of money you can give, join me at WQM to show support for one of my favorite charities that really makes a difference in our community with great work. It's impactful every day. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Just go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Bam Adebayo and the Heat are doing it. You can do it too. Chapmanpartnership.org. Thank you so much.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.